Welcome to the Generation Podcast, an audio resource dedicated to a generation of young people who are committed to total surrender to God and total dependence on His power to reach the world with the gospel of Christ. This podcast is designed to strengthen and encourage through a series of Bible-based practical talks. Soccer, shopping, school, or hunting, what things do you do with all of your heart? Today, Dr. Jim Van Gelderen reveals one thing that will make all the difference if you do it with all of your heart.
Welcome to the Generation Podcast. This is Jim Van Gelderen. I'm broadcasting today from the Phoenix, Arizona area, where we have been at Northwest Valley Baptist Church conducting the War of Special Forces. It has been an absolutely exciting week to see the Lord work. There's a student body here, about 60-plus teenagers, and many of them have responded to the Lord's work in their hearts. We've had several prayer meetings where young people have prayed from sincere hearts for different things, and it certainly has been a blessing to hear not only their prayers, but tonight the testimony service. Probably went for about 45 minutes, testimony after testimony of young people who had gotten right with God about all kinds of things. The exciting thing was, even though I didn't have much of time to preach a gospel message, I gave an invitation. I think 6 or 7 young people stepped out to trust the Lord, and I know the impact of the testimonies had to be a vital part of arresting their heart and helping them come to understand their need. So it's just been an exciting week, and I trust, young person, you're encouraged that God is on the move, and He's doing great things in hearts and lives, and He wants to do great things in your heart and life as well. I just want to mention something that has been a help to me, and I believe it can be a help to you. I was reading a devotional book. Our family uses different devotional books, but there's one we've been using that has been helpful, and it was a day at the end of October, and it was, I think, entitled The Lost Keys. And the idea, was, of course, was around the fact that often we lose our keys, and if we really need them, of course, we make diligent search to find them. And we often don't even give up until we find them, because we need them, and we need them right now, and we give diligent search. And it made a statement. It asked a question, something like, of course, it was making the analogy to seeking God, and asked the question, why, when we seek God, do we not find Him? And I don't know why, but I was not anticipating this answer. And the answer came back, because we don't seek Him with all of our hearts. Young person, do you know why, if you seek the Lord and you don't seem to find Him? Why? Well, the Bible tells us why. In Deuteronomy 4:29, the Bible says, but if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find Him, if you seek for Him with all your heart and with all your soul. Jeremiah 29, verse number 13, is another verse that says this well, and ye shall seek Me and find Me when ye shall search for Me with all your heart. So the key to seeking God is not a half-hearted search, not even a diligent search. It's a search where you're searching with all your heart. So if you want to find the Lord, in other words, know the reality of His presence in your life and have a relationship with God and know the reality of fellowshipping with Him, then you must seek Him with all your heart. Now, let's just be honest. You and I live in a very distracted world. We get distracted by technology, we get distracted by media, we get distracted by a variety of personal interests, sometimes even things that are innocent, like sports. We get distracted by these things, and sometimes they cause us not to really seek God with all our heart. Because, young person, it's this simple. If you want to know God and have a relationship with Him, you can. Because God says, if you seek Me, you will find Me, if you search for Me with all your heart. In other words, it's a top priority. It's just like when you're looking for your keys, not finding them is not an option. I need my keys. I need to go somewhere. Well, friends, it's the same idea. It's not an option not to find the Lord. I've got to have the Lord. I can't go on without Him. I won't be useful in my Christian life. I won't have power to reach others. I won't touch other lives without Him. So seeking the Lord, the key is seeking Him with all your heart. Now, friends, if we allow another problem is if we allow sin to come in our lives and we don't deal with it. If we're not dealing with sin issues, then we can't seek Him with all our heart because we know we're not right with God. Because if you do seek the Lord with all your heart, you're willing to biblically deal with things. Maybe you have to go apologize to your parents for being disrespectful. Maybe you need to go and sit down with your mom and dad and tell them that there's some things that you've been doing they wouldn't want you to do. Maybe you need to go to a teacher and confess the fact you weren't honest on a test or a quiz. These are important things. That's what it means to seek God with all your heart. You want to find God. You're willing to deal with anything he tells us in His Word you need to deal with, or He lays it upon your heart. So seeking the Lord with all your heart is that I just got to find God. I remember it was years ago, probably 30 years ago, I ran across a story. I can't verify the story, but I do remember it. It's about a man and his wife who evidently had done some research about sunken vessels and the wealth that they had in them. And this man evidently came to a pretty strong convincement that there was a certain vessel that had never been found, sunken boat that had great wealth in it. But he became pretty convinced he knew where it was. But in order to do this, he would have to have extended time away. And so he sold pretty much everything he had, and he put investment into a boat. He was able to rent a boat for a year and a crew and everything it would take to find this boat and then salvage the value from it. And as I remember the story, he searched 1 month, then 2 months, then 3 months, and pretty soon it had been 12 months, and as soon as that 12 months expired, if he had not found the boat, he would literally be penniless. And it was the very last day, and it was evidently a little bit of a stormy day, and his wife said, "Well, you're not going to find it. You've tried this thus far, and you just give up." But he said, "No, I'm going to try one more time." Well, I think you know where I'm coming from. He dove in the water, and that was the day, the very last day, when he found that sunken galleon with all its wealth, and of course was enough wealth for him to be independently wealthy the rest of his life. But it's because he had a pursuit he wouldn't give up on. He was seeking that gold or whatever it was, that treasure on that ship with all of his heart. Now, we can understand that because, unfortunately, that's the way our world lives. They live for something that only has temporary value. One day will be gone. But seeking the Lord with all your heart, friends, means that it's not an option not to find God. And nothing's more important than Him. Dealing with your sin, dealing with things that distract and are not that important, that are temporal things. And I'll tell you, not a teenager listening to me, not an adult listening to me, that could not have a real relationship with God. But it simply means you've got to seek Him with all of your heart. Now, I trust this podcast has encouraged you. And remember, young person, you're part of the generation. It's a generation that is totally surrendered to the will of God and totally dependent on His grace to live it.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of the Generation Podcast. For more faith-inspiring resources and information about joining The Generation, please visit thegeneration.org. That's THEEGeneration.org.